Hello, Watch Nerds, and welcome back. I'm very, very excited to say hello and welcome again to Mikael Sandström, from this time from Watches of Scandinavia. Hi, Mikael.
Hi, Nico. Nice to meet you.
Same. I'm really sorry I got sick. I couldn't come to the opening. I was really looking forward to cut the ribbon.
You should have been here. It was a really grand opening and a lot of people. So you missed something.
You are
welcome to the next event for sure.
And I will come in January. I'm looking forward to that. But before that, tell me what you're wearing and then we talk about the store.
Okay. Actually, I have two watches. One prototype that I'm testing is an Epoch, and it's a strap from REM. And you know, they make straps with the, perhaps you can see it here, but they make straps with a map from different capital cities in the Nordic countries. So I have one of these. Then I have another prototype on the other hand, but I don't show it right now.
And RAM straps are available for purchase in the store.
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic. I am wearing on one wrist Ole Mathiesen, the GMT.
Ah, okay.
GMT Navy Diver. Beautiful, beautiful watch, which is also available in your store.
That's right.
And on the other one, I have Epoch Deep Dive.
Wow, thank you for that.
Now, tell me, how did the idea for the store came?
Actually, I have been thinking about this concept for a longer time because there are so many micro brands in the Nordic countries. Somebody says it's about 40 micro brands. And of course, it's high and low, but the entrepreneurship is great. So I have thought about this for a long time, and I have helped several brands with as an advisor, and I thought, why not do something together? And then we started to look after a location for the store, and I've been working with that for 1 year, approximately. And then we found this location, which is fantastic. You heard about the location.
It's yes,
between the castle and the parliament, and we have heard that 85% of all the tourists that are passing going to Stockholm are passing outside our
door. Well, they have to. It's so central.
Yeah. So we really think it's a great location. So that's check on that, and then we have 14 of the probably the best watch manufacturer in Scandinavia and Nordic countries right now. And there are some more on queue to enjoy our shop. And we have had it open for 1 week now. And the feeling is that we have something new to show. If you go to an ordinary watch store, you know about Omega, you know about Longines, and you know about the Swiss brands. But here we have something that has never been shown at the same time in a store. So I think we have something special to do here together with these brands.
Do you see it as a mission to uplift and celebrate Nordic horology through the store?
Yes, I think with the experience that I have and my colleagues have, and together with all these brands, we are really strong together. And I think that's something that is going to be a statement on the watch market. There are some of the Scandinavian watch brands that are thinking about if they would like to enjoy the store, and we'll see what that will end up with.
Who is available now in the store? We have Strayer from Sweden, Voutilainen, Leon of Heritage from Finland.
Exactly.
Then we have Halda, of course.
Yes.
Demoto from Finland.
Demoto is
Herr Sandström from Sweden.
Yeah.
Then we have Epoch from Sweden. GS Watches from Iceland.
Yeah.
Then we have Boge and Sönar from Sweden with the table clocks. Phenomenal quality. I own one of them. Then we have Panser from Sweden. Then we have Galvaro which were
that's right.
They were guests just a month ago. And then we have from Norway, Von Duren.
Mm-hmm.
Then from Denmark, we have Ole Mathisen.
Mm-hmm.
And did I miss anybody?
Yes, Neumann, family Neumann. That's a family-owned company, Rebecca and Thomas, who are both designers and in the cloth industry from start. But you get them all, I think, yes.
What's the feedback from the customers already? I mean, I understood that you have quite a few customers already in the first week, more than you expected. What is the feedback from the customers? And I know you have sold many watches. You don't want to say which ones. But what is the Swedish customer looking for?
Actually, most of the customers that has entered the store are tourists.
Okay.
So we have sold watches to some American couple and from other cities in Sweden and from Denmark. And so it's really a surprise that the tourists will find us first. Okay, there are a lot of tourists passing the door, but anyhow, to find our store before the audience from Stockholm. So the first impression that we heard from them is that, wow, we have never seen these watches before. So that's a positive feedback, I think. This display, if you see it, I don't know if you see it.
Yes.
Here we have other Scandinavian brands that are allowed to have one watch from their collection. And this has also been a great interest for the customer to see. Wow, is there even more nice watches from Scandinavia or Nordic countries? So that's also a way to show the watches.
What is presented in that box? I can hardly make any of the watches. What do you see?
It's difficult
there?
To see. I think it's my one of my telephone, but it's Carl Gustav. You have heard about Carl Gustav?
Yes, I have, yes.
A fantastic watch.
The Sanders?
Yes, that's right. And Mien? Or I don't
Moen.
Really know how you tell it, but they are really nice watches too. And Jurmo.
Jurmo from Finland, very familiar.
And here you have some other. Bravur, Rek, and
Rek from Denmark. Is that Bragdur?
So.
Fantastic. Overall, what are people looking for so far? Are they looking for big watches, colorful watches, more traditional, or everything above?
In our store here, our new open store, it's a little bit early to say what they are looking for.
Yes, of course.
But everybody knows about Sjöstrand. They know about that brand, but nothing about the other brands. So I think it's the collection that we have here in the store is new for the customers, so it's they have to it takes time to get them to know our collection, I think.
With the mission to educate the customer today that doesn't know about those brands.
Yes, actually, and we will show them that the entrepreneurship in the Scandinavian and Nordic countries in it's in the level as the Swiss brands. It's really the same quality level as many of the Swiss brands. So it's fantastic what we can do in our country. So we like to support that.
Tell me about the location, the address, and the opening hours.
Yes, the location, as mentioned, about tourists and the Royal Guard of the castle are passing here several times a day. And it feels really secure.
Extra security.
Yes, really. And the opening hours, we start with Tuesday to Friday, 11 to 6 o'clock. And Saturday, 11 to 3 o'clock. So that we start with these opening hours.
And the address is?
Västerlånggatan 2.
Number 2.
So all your friends from Finland and you all listening on your podcast are, of course, very welcome here. And we invite them for a cup of coffee and we can discuss watches.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I know it's the time between Christmas and New Year and you have a lot to do. And I'm looking forward to see you in January and dig deep into each brand in more detail.
You are so welcome, Nico. You know that. Thank you.
And thank you, Mikael. Also, thank you, the listeners, for yet another year of solid support. It has been absolute pleasure and honor to do this episode for yet another year. It has been a busy year. A lot has happened this year. Even though we have had less episodes, we have put a lot more work into the content than ever before. I've personally traveled over 24,000 kilometers to different countries, to different events, interviewing different people, collectors and all that. It has been phenomenal. I really, really am grateful for the opportunities that have been presented to me and the podcast this year. In 2024, Bjorn Horology Podcast will continue celebrating Nordic horology because this is our legacy goal. We will celebrate other brands as well because we have built relationships with few amazing creators and few amazing watch brands that we have met along the way, but our focus remain and we will celebrate everything Nordic together with you, the listeners, and the watch community. If you have any questions, recommendations, if you just want to chat with me, if you want to chat with anybody that has been on the podcast, please reach out through email, through Instagram, DM, talk to us. Be part of the conversation, be part of this podcast journey actively, and I'm looking forward to hear more from you in 2024, where we will celebrate together Nordic horology. Happy New Year.